Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jakira. How may I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Michelle, and I did a transaction online where I just paid shipping for something, and my credit card company said that there was an attempted charge for like $60 now. But I don't know what that was for. There was, like, I did get wireless earbuds and a watch, none of which works, but there was no packing slip or anything to return it, which I would like to do, but I just kind of want to know what's going on with the credit card.
All right, can I get that zip code?
Yeah, it's 23464.
Thank you for that. And what's that first and last name?
I'm sorry, what?
What's that first and last name?
Michelle Kalman. Sorry, I'm hard of hearing.
Thank you, Michelle. Do I have to speak up?
No, I switched to my good ear.
Well, just let me know if I do need to speak up. Okay,
Ms.
Michelle, and can you verify your shipping address, please?
450 Oakmere's Crescent in Virginia Beach, apartment 304.
Yes, ma'am. So I see back on the 11th, you did purchase the mini pods and the smartwatch and the warranty for the watch, and that you paid for shipping at that moment, which was $5.95 each, and then the warranty was $14.95, and you haven't been charged, but it has been trying to charge you for the full price for that smartwatch and the mini pods. That is a one-time charge for both of them, and they are both $59.95. So that's how, I mean, that's why your car has been trying to charge
do that.
You because, yes, because it was a 14-day trial.
But nothing works, and I would like to return them, but I didn't know where to return them to. My credit card company actually gave me this phone number.
All right, just give me 1 second while I try to see if you can return it or not.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, ma'am. So
yes.
What I can do for you, I can give you a 35% refund for that watch and the mini pods.
So what, you're saying that I can't return them?
No, ma'am. I don't think so. You can't.
Why is that? If they don't work.
What I can do, I could send out some more, a watch and the pods that's working.
Okay, because, I mean, they came in little boxes with no instructions or anything, and they don't work. Have you seen them?
No, ma'am. Have you tried to charge it?
Yeah. The watch, you can't plug it into anything. It doesn't fit in any USB. So it's completely useless. And then the earbuds, the case charges, but the earbuds don't.
So you don't, it didn't come with the USB charger?
No.
All right, just give me one moment.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. So I can, I'm sorry for that long wait. So I can resend you the watch and the pods, but you will still have to pay that one-time charge for it.
But it's going to be more stuff that doesn't work, right?
No, ma'am. So well, I'm gonna send you another watch and another pods.
If those also don't work in 14 days, can they be canceled as well?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, it's either that or you're going to charge me $120 and then give me a 35% refund for the both things that I have that don't work. So those are my options.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's the name of this company? Sharp Lifestyles or Best Choice?
It's the smartwatch. We sell many different products, ma'am, so.
Okay.
It is the fitness watch and the mini pods.
And what's the address there? Like where they, what's the address of the company?
It's Denver.
Denver?
Yes. Denver, Colorado. Oh.
Okay. What's the full address, please?
It's 1155 1 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Okay. 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
So, which one are you going to do? You want to get a reshipment or you want the 35% refund?
If you reship, the 14-day starts over when I get it, and I won't be charged anything until I see if the new ones work.
Well, it's not really the 14-day trial. It's just because you already ended the 14-day trial back on the 27th. So it would just add another extra 7 days before that full price is charged.
So it would give me another week.
Yes, ma'am. It should be to you within another week. And if that doesn't work, then you call back. And then
okay.
They will.
But if they don't work too, am I going to get charged four times or just two?
No, ma'am. It's just one because you haven't been charged that first time. So I'm going to get that reshipped out. And then within 7 days, it should be the $59.95. If it allow, because your bank has been declining it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be charged the
$59.95
twice.
Does the 7 days start when I actually receive the product or when you ship it?
When I ship it.
Because I don't have it, so I don't know if it's going to work anyway, right?
Yes, ma'am. Well, Once they get it shipped to you, you know, just try it, see if it works, and then if not, call back, and then they'll give you the refund, which is $59.95 for both.
Okay, so if they don't work, then I'll get a full refund that
yes,
second
ma'am.
Time. But why can't I get a refund now?
Just give me one moment.
Or just not be charged. Poor girl. She's just telling what they tell her. She keeps putting me on hold. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I talked to my supervisor, and she said that you can get a 50% refund if it goes through.
It shouldn't go through at all because it doesn't work. But can I talk to your supervisor? What's your supervisor's name?
Just give me one second.
Thanks. Which one is? They didn't get paid.
Just give me one more second.
Okay. What's your supervisor's name?
Okay, man, so I have many different supervisors, so I really can't tell you like just one name.
Okay.
So do you have any more questions for me before I transfer you?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.